Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. Us BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this daily country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say, you mob, yarn up strong. A date claimer, Darwin, and the Larrakia Country Entertainment Centre, Saturday 29th and Sunday 30 May for the Gamalang Festival, which announces a spectacular 2021 program full of cultural richness, exceptional entertainment, free events for all the family and lots of laughs. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Nina Fitzgerald, director and producer of Gamalang Festival. On the line, Nina, good morning. How are you, sis? You there? No, I haven't got Nina. We'll try and get Nina back and have a yarn and find out about this beautiful festival, Gamalang Festival, happening for 2021 up on Larrakia Country up there in Darwin. Have you say, mob yarn are strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, that's 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, and that's BBM 987 FM. Stay tuned, you mob, too deadly. Yeah, too deadly. That's Amanda Marshall with that track, Let It Rain. Now, I don't know why Murray played that song. We've been having rain up here for the last 4 days, and there's this big gold yellow thing up there in the sky at the moment. Murray forgot what it looked like. That's the sun, apparently. Look, you mob, have you say, yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. As I mentioned, going to catch up a yarn with Nina Fitzgerald, director and producer of Gamalang Festival, happening up there in Larrakia Country, up there in Darwin. On the line, Nina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Come along, my sister. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm from Darwin. I grew up here. My family's from just out of Darwin, but also from Moa Island and the Wolsuthi people in Cape York.
Beautiful, fantastic, deadly footprint, just up the road. All right, my sister, talk about this beautiful festival, Gamalang Festival. A date, Saturday 29 and Sunday 30 May at the Darwin Entertainment Centre. So tell us what we can expect and talk about the deadly festival.
So we're celebrating, you know, all the excitement that is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and art here on Larrakia Country, which is really special. So we, you know, honour Larrakia Country, but also celebrate all the many mobs that live in Darwin, which is super exciting because, you know, it's really diverse up here. And
of course,
we're going to bring some vibrance and, you know, really contemporary culture to Darwin City.
So with the so-called pandemic, COVID-19, because the Gamalang Festival is a yearly thing, isn't it?
Yeah, normally it's annual. It hasn't been on for the past couple of years, last year because of COVID.
Yes.
So it's super exciting to be bringing it back and sort of revamping it and rebranding it and bringing it back, yeah.
Fantastic. Is there a cost to go in?
Some events are ticketed, but lots are also free. So we've got some really great free panel discussions. There's a free gallery that will be open all weekend. The whole space will be activated for people to just come and have a look and, you know, get amongst it, which is super exciting.
Exactly. Fantastic. And we're talking about your cultural richness, exceptional entertainment. What sort of entertainment are we talking there, sister?
We have Electric Fields playing on Saturday night. So they're the incredible duo from Central Australia, singing language, incredible.
Good.
So they're going to be on Saturday. We've got a comedy spectacular on Sunday night. We've got music throughout the weekend, just, you know, live acoustic sets all throughout the entertainment centre, you know, outside in the open space. The weather's getting beautiful here, so it's all going to be really fun.
Good. And what about Tucker? Let's talk food. Anything happening there?
Yeah, we're going to have a coffee cart set up and a local Darwin restaurant's going to be providing food throughout the day.
Lovely. Fantastic. Well, big shout out to your deadly team and all the mob there at Larrakia Country and the traditional owners up that way. Fantastic. Date claimer, Saturday 29 May and Sunday 30 May at the Darwin Entertainment Centre. We've got a webpage we can go to?
Yeah, yourcentre.com.au.
All right, fantastic. Too beautiful. All the best, my sister. Thanks for sharing. Take care. We'll yarn soon.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Nina Fitzgerald, and she's the director and producer of Gamalang Festival, yearly event, annual event. But, of course, COVID-19 put it all on hold last year. So, look, they're kicking goals here this year, 2021, Saturday 29 May, Sunday 30 May on Larrakia Country, up there, Darwin Entertainment Centre. So if you're up there for business, you might as well stay for the weekend and get amongst the part of festivities happening there at the Gamalang Festival. To Daily Mob, have you say yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Yarnin with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, and live here at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Daily Track there, Wild Waters with their Daily Track, Sunset Bay here on your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray call, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your Daily Program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Media, 98.7 FM. Don't forget, back to the fire is the theme for the CASANAM conference. CASANAM is Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, and they had their conference here in Cairns and up in Darwin, and now they're in Adelaide on Kaurna country, and we're going to catch up a yarn now with one of the keynote speakers, Dr. Lenore Guy, on the line. Dr. Lenore, good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, very well, thank you. From beautiful, sunny Kaurna country.
Yeah,
lots of
beautiful.
Sun and cold. And it's gorgeous.
Oh, cold. So it's you're rugged up there having a yarn with me, are you?
No, the hotel's pretty warm, so good. It's good.
Good. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Hi, I'm Lenore from Boogman country on Palm Island, North Queensland.
Yes.
Saltwater people.
Yes.
You know, just hi from Adelaide.
Beautiful, fantastic. So you're virtually a part of the furniture regarding the CASANAM conferences this year. You were here in Cairns, you were up in Darwin, now you're on Kaurna country there in Adelaide.
Yes, I like that big armchair.
So looking deadly, feeling deadly. Now, profession, Dr. Lenore, in what field?
I'm a nurse and a midwife, so I've been nursing and midwifery for about over 40 years.
Yes.
So, I'm
good inning.
Now.
Yeah, good inning.
But still got the energy to keep going.
Good. Well, we need your energy. We need your energy to drive this beautiful vehicle forward and to empower young nurses and midwives to come to the table, or future students looking at a career path. Then nursing midwives is the thing for you. Is what you're virtually promoting, eh, sister?
That's right. Yes, it's been a great profession to be part of. And you know, there's so much opportunity to work in all areas in our community with nursing and midwifery.
Yes.
And helping our own mob. And also, you know, furthering your own self as a profession. It's a great place to be, great space to work in and build in.
Fantastic. Now, you're one of the keynote speakers at the all the conferences at CASANAM. So let's talk about your delivery in regard to your keynote. What information were you putting across the table there?
The message was addressing the, you know, oppressive practices of racism and nursing and midwifery in our practice and in our education institutions. And pulling those things down so that we can make space for healing and a better way of teaching Indigenous health issues to students, nurses and midwives, and so that they can go out and, you know, change their practice and have better outcomes for our mob when they're in hospital.
Sure.
That it'd be a safe space to come into. So the central part of this is developing cultural safety.
And when you mentioned,
so it's a safe space.
Exactly. So you're talking the words of safe space. We're talking for yes, our mob as patients, but also as the professional black nurses and midwives working in a space. So I know what comes to mind is when you're talking safe, we're talking racism. Yep.
Yes, we're talking racism. That's, you know, a core issue which comes right through to all the systems, major systems in Australia. But we're particularly concerned with the healthcare system. And there is racism there because there's been lots of research. You can't say it's not there. It is, and we need to address it so that we develop our healthcare to a place of excellence where people feel safe to come in and engage with the system. You know, our mob have got chronic illnesses and they need care, but they need safe care that meets their needs.
Yes, exactly. And also, I'm thinking in regard to nurse and midwives, especially when they're training as in doing their degree and then coming to the table to hospitals or what have you, and the hierarchies in the hospital, they've got to understand the cultural awareness and to empower our people instead of putting them to the side because of that colour skin, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And it is interesting, a student made a comment after my presentation about building that a safe space within their student education. And, you know, when universities can be really strict kind of boundaries that doesn't, they can be so rigid that they can't bend at times. But
sure.
As Indigenous nurses and midwives coming through the training, they can feel unsafe within that area too. So it's building a space where our young people can feel, you know, their heart and their head is being looked after, being safe, so that they can then study properly.
Exactly.
Because if you're not feeling safe, you can't put your mind to study. You can't, you know, go forward. And then when you struggle to get through, and then you're struggling in the healthcare system when you get a job. So we need to do that kind of cultural safety as a healing model, a paradigm that, you know, we can build within our nursing and midwifery education.
Well, exactly.
Our students go out, you know, feeling more prepared for what they face within the healthcare system.
Well, if you look at it, when we talk about racism, that becomes a big hurdle in regards to the whole country. The phrase, we are all in this together, in regarding moving forward, closing the gap. If there's racism there, then we haven't got black people becoming nurse and midwives working with our mob to close that gap in regard to cultural connection, cultural awareness, and that as well as the physical, mental, but the spiritual side of things too. Yep.
That's right. And to address racism, we have to be at a level of healing where it doesn't trigger us all the time.
Yes.
You know, for us as Murrays and First Nations around other nations, we need to heal ourselves, and we can do that with each other and within, you know, and if we're getting triggered, we're getting pushed back. We feel that we have to pull back constantly.
Mm.
And also, you know, the non-Indigenous nurses, our colleagues.
Yes.
They've got to heal because they get triggered too with some of the comments, and they feel like this is a hard space to be in. But
Doesn't
necessarily have to be like that. We have to work on those deeper things within ourselves so that we can sit at the table together.
Well, exactly.
And that's hard because we hear in Australia all the, you know, the media coverage, whatever this, you know, black politics get this, you know, privileging them again, but. Mm.
Well, if you look at it...
And that creates a story for, you know, non-Indigenous people. So
okay,
they see us with a different perspective and a lens. We have to change that.
Sure. But it's sad that racism becomes the educated tool, so to speak, you know, for our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters.
Well, yes, because that's been built in the system since, you know,
exactly.
1788. That's part of the legacy of colonisation and that model of, you know, colonial practices,
sure.
but we recognise that, so we need to stop that, to interrupt it and build a new story, you know?
Well, exactly. But then it just goes, it makes you think in regards when we're talking about the medical services, medical industry as such, as a nurse or as a medical person, you're training because you got your heart in the right place regarding caring for humans, you know what I mean? Patients, black or white. So when you're talking about racism, well, that's not a good remedy, a good medicine for helping somebody, you know what I mean?
As
co-workers.
It's you know, proper bitter medicine. Really.
Yes, proper bitter.
It doesn't help anybody. But, you know, we are nurses and midwives because we do care about people.
Yes.
And we want to care for people. We want to particularly care for our people, but for all people. And we need to be free to do that from those things.
Free to do that.
Us.
There's the word free. Free to do that, yes.
Free, yeah. Mm. And we need to look after ourselves. That was one of the other messages. Because if we're not caring for ourselves and having that healing in ourselves, then it stops us from moving forward too.
Yep.
To talk about this, because it's hard work doing this kind of anti-racism work.
Exactly.
Digging deep into areas people don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
To, you know, shed light on the dark places that are safely kept hidden.
Yes.
But
like I said, it's 21st century. It raises its ugly head. It's here with us, and it shouldn't be, because it stops us from moving forward and becoming professionals and becoming team people in regard to the hospital or the space that we're working in with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, so we can all focus on the patients at hand.
Yeah, but also it stops us from becoming who our potential to fulfill who we are as people, you know?
Yes.
You know, I mean, I know you do work with men. It's like that, working at that heart level with each other as well, so that we heal and we support each other so that our profession heals as well.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Look, a lot of work to be done there, Dr. Lenore, and I salute you, putting your hand up, and I know you speak with so much passion, and you are a professional in that field, and it's about, how you say, closing the gap, but also stamping out racism. Thank you for the yarn, my sister, and big shout-out to the Kasanam crew, Professor Royanne there, and we'll be yarning soon, my sister.
Yeah, and keep strong, keep connected to mob and country, and that's where the strength comes through there,
True.
Yeah.
All right, sister. You take care, Dale.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Adelie Yarn there, Dr. Lenore Geyer, and they're at the Kasanam Conference on Kaurna Country down there at Adelaide. Big shout out to your mob down there, and look, fantastic. The Kasanam Conference is, how you say, a moving train. Was in Cairns, here at Gimoi, Wallaburra, Yidinja Country, then up there at Larrakia Country, and they're now at Kaurna Country, and they've got about 7 more to go, so we'll keep in touch and talk to those keynote speakers and talk about the space regarding promoting black people out there to look at an industry in that a career path in that industry, nurses and midwives. The black on black can't beat that. Have you say your mob yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah, Sima cultural group there, Birds on the Sea, Perlin Lug. Too deadly. Have you say your mob. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the ballie around Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumma Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up and have a yarn now with Katarina Keeler, a registered nurse, up there at, down there, sorry, at Ghana Country on Adelaide for the Castanet Conference. On the line, Katarina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I'm a proud Gugatha and Murning woman from the far west coast along into Judah. And I'm currently working in Port Augusta at Port Augusta Hospital.
All right, fantastic. Yep. So registered nurse you are, yes?
Yep.
All right, fantastic. So how long you been nursing, sister?
I've been nursing about 6 years, but most of my nursing I've been up in Northern Territory working in Darwin and up in East Arnhem Land working in Aboriginal community-controlled health services. Cool. But due to COVID, I've returned back to country and been working back home.
Fantastic. So there's, how you say, a tool in regard to the pandemic. Got you back home. So COVID-19, thank you. You're there with mob now, which is deadly. So you're with there with the Castanet Conference. How are you enjoying the conference?
Yeah, it's good. This is my second conference. Last conference I went to was about 4 years ago up in Darwin, but it's really good to be around other Aboriginal nurses and midwives who are doing great things in our communities and, you know, meeting with other students and, you know, empowering them to keep trailing through the course and be our next leaders as well. So it's really good to hear what's happening and all the leadership that's coming out of CATSNM.
Yes. Look, a fantastic organisation they are, a support for nurses and midwives, black nurses and midwives, and a vehicle in driving forward for the future. And as a registered nurse and doing your studies, you know, as a student, sometimes you feel as though it's just you against the world, but not knowing that there's CASNAM there for support, yes?
Exactly. Often sometimes, and I've been in many positions where you're the only Aboriginal nurse on the ward or the only Aboriginal student in the university. So, you know, to be able to connect with other organisations that are advocating for you and empowering for you, it's a really good thing to be a part of, and you don't feel alone and you can share that struggle as well.
Exactly. I was talking earlier with Dr. Lenore Guy, and she talked about the yucky phrase of racism has reared its ugly head in this industry, but across the board, all industries, sporting grounds, what have you, we need to stamp it out. So as a registered nurse, as a black woman starting to become a nurse and working now in that field, did you come across racism?
Yeah, definitely. I've been a registered nurse for about 6 years now, so, you know, I've experienced racism, you know, when I was a student and even now as a registered nurse, you know, even when you get to that point of being an RN, people often think you're not well deserving of that position, or you got that position because you're black. Mm-hmm. There must have been another way that you have gotten it, or one of your parents must be white, so, you know, it doesn't end there, but just, you know, when we get to that point of being, you know, Aboriginal nurses, there's still that battle there within the healthcare system as well, and building that resilience. And that's why it's good to have CATSNM to, you know, they give us these tools and self-care to be able to battle these every day.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, success breeds success, and we need more black nurses and midwives out there and, you know, and all fields, all professionals, and don't let the black skin stop us from doing that and rising above it, but also educating the people of the world, especially our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters or hierarchies in regard to the government or the industry as a medical industry, that we need to stamp it out and we need to move forward because, well, especially a place of healing, and it's not if racism is at the table, yep.
Exactly, and that, you know, has adverse outcomes for, you know, when I experienced racism as a nurse in my first year, I wanted to quit. But, you know, luckily I had strong people in my family who pushed me. So, good. You know, making sure you're stamping that out, you know, and that other non-Indigenous people are there as allies and helping us to, you know, point those racist, you know, things that are happening within, you know, the community, because you could lose your Aboriginal nurses. And then on top of that, you know, mob that are coming into hospital can also affect, you know, health outcomes for them as well, because they know when someone's looking after them that, you know, has that that point of view or that yep. attitude.
Yes. Well, exactly so. And the thing is, when you look at a beautiful organisation like CASANAM, they are there to support you and help you through that. So if there's racism happening while you're studying or while you're working as a nurse or midwife, then you can reach out to CASANAM to stand up for you or to guide you, support you in regard to that space.
Exactly. And a lot of the nurses, in CASANAM have been nurses for 20, 40 years. So it's good to go to them. They have that experience, especially, yep. I'm only 6 years out. But, as leaders, they can guide us in the right direction as well. And, often you feel alone that you're going through these things. Mm. But, to have some older elders and Aboriginal nurses and midwives, it's great for CASANAM.
So when a young person, black person, decides to take on the studies as a nurse or midwife, once they register with whatever university and they state the fact that they're a First Nation person, student studying, do CASANAM get in touch with the student as such, or is it up to the student to get in touch with CASANAM? How does that work?
Well, usually, word gets around pretty quickly between students or when you meet other blackfellas, like, oh, have you heard of CASANAM?
Yes.
They're like, no, go onto this website. So it's kind of
the Murray Grapevine.
Yeah, it's the blackfella grapevine. So yep. I think that's how it all starts,
Good.
Know?
Yes.
Because they're already out here in community and that's where it starts and that's where, they get their members, I believe.
No, I think it's fantastic. I think it's important. Sometimes we feel as though we're in this boat by ourselves, rowing out there on the big ocean, but it's not the case when you've got a deadly organisation like CASANAM at your side.
And a lot of the Aboriginal university centres also advocate for CASANAM as well, so that's how I found out about it when I was a student in my first year.
Deadly. All right, fantastic. Now, any of your family mob looking at following your footsteps?
Hopefully. I'm the first one in my family to have a university degree.
Yes.
So hopefully there's, other family members out there that would be interested in the future. But, you've got to have those opportunities and those programs given to mob and community as well,
Yeah. Too deadly. No, love the space that you're doing. You're working in. Fantastic. We need more black nurses and midwives out there. Leading from the front, my sister. Enjoy the rest of the conference. And big shout out to the mob there, eh?
Hello.
Hello, you there? Katerina?
You there?
Nah, lost Katerina. That's Katerina Keeler. May get her back to say goodbye, but registered nurse down there, Port Augusta, but come from Larrakia country. Was working up there, Larrakia country, up in Darwin, but moved back home when the pandemic hit. Wherever you go, as a registered nurse or midwives, I think the whole globe is streaming out for nurse and midwife. Don't care what colour you are. So there it is. Have you say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
You took my hand in your hand like a child and explained to me we are only here a while. You told me that the stars were hungry for your spark. You said, don't weep for what you can't undo. And I cry you a waterfall, I cry you a storm, I cry you an ocean, salty and warm. The time we've had can never enough. Why can't I ever act a little tough? I'm waving as you go. My heart is breaking slow. You just smile and say, don't mourn for those you love. And I cry. with a sky so big it swallowed me up whole. There's a magnitude of stars like lightning bugs in jars, and like a fool I'm looking. I cry your waterfall, I cry your storm, I cry you an ocean salty and warm. You took my hand in your hand like a child.
I'll sing you a song that won't take me long. It's all about a friend of mine. Now the foxhole said he went off his head from drinking too much wine.
Yeah, Dougie Young there, Scooby's Dream, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, have you say, 1-800-422-416. All right, going to catch up another yarn with another delegate from the Casanam Conference down there on Ghana Country, Adelaide. We're going to be yarn with Kira Lakos Barrett, lecturer of nursing, on the line. My sister, good morning. Kira, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep, so I'm Nadanjiri. I'm from the Coorong region down in South Australia.
Yes. And you're a lecturer of nursing, so tell us your role and what you do there, sis.
Yeah, so I teach into nursing. I'm also a master's student, so I'm doing a bit of research now on top of that.
Okay.
Which is looking at, you know, how we oppressively segregate Aboriginal people in curriculum, basically.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. And look, at the space you're working in, very important. I spoke to Dr. Lenore Geyer and also to Katarina Keeler, registered nurse there at Port Augusta. Racism raises its ugly head. We don't want to talk about it, but if it's there, we need to stamp it out, talk about it, stamp it out. And you would find, as a lecturer of nursing, that it is out there, yep?
Yep, and that's what's pushed me into research.
Good, good. And so... tell us your role. So do you work with university with students who are studying becoming nurses, midwives, is that right?
Yeah. So I work with students that are studying to do nursing.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes they feel as though they're rowing this boat by themselves, but it's good to have that support, yep?
Yeah, but I'm reasonably, junior, I guess. I'm quite new to academia, so I don't have a lot of say or sway in any kind of, curriculum that is developed. So I'm kind of delivering what is there.
Well, we'd like to think you're a professor because you're a black woman dealing with black people. So that is a professor. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nothing beats black on black, and it's good to have someone in your field. But like I said, you're only a junior, you could say, but aspirations to, of course, become a senior in this space, yes?
Yeah. I want to create some more accountability for the universities to do well by us.
Exactly. And we are talking the 21st century, and it's sad that we have to focus in on this ugly space, but it is what it is.
Yep. It's got to happen. Got to be unapologetically political.
Yep, exactly. Was your aspiration to always become a nurse?
Not really. I kind of fell into it by accident. When I was at high school, I did it because I felt like I had to do something.
Yep.
But both my parents, you know, come from a health background, and it's kind of what I fell into.
Mm.
But I loved it.
Good.
And then I kind of, accidentally ended up in academia, and I've just got a real passion now to
give us
do a bit of work and research.
Yes, fantastic. And they say, go a mile, see a mile, you know what I mean? And seek and you'll find. And I think it's leading you to where you're meant to be. You know, we're strong in spirit, are we not, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. Sister, tell us about the conference, CASANAM, and tell us about this fantastic organization and what's your thoughts of CASANAM being a body to help support black nurses and midwives.
I love it. I love CASANAM. You know, we Aboriginal nurses and midwives, I think we only make up like 1% of the whole profession. Like, you know,
we need to increase those numbers, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's nice to be able to have a space where we can connect with each other and kind of, I guess, redraw from that strength. Like, it can be pretty isolating.
Yes.
You know, being out there on your own, you know, we've got our own challenges, systemic racism, institutional racism, out in health, quite a problem. It's nice to be able to link up with each other and, you know, like, it's such a strong, empowering space.
Yeah, for sure. So, look, they are a powerful organisation, and to all our students out there or potential students who are looking at a career path in this industry, you've got beautiful support in regard to CASANAM to help steer you through. Link up, exactly.
Yeah, definitely link up.
Fantastic. So anyone in your family coming from nursing, midwife background?
I've got an auntie who's a nurse, my mum's sister, and another cousin that is a nurse.
Good, fantastic. So following their footsteps, you could say, yes?
Yeah.
Good, leading from the front, fantastic. Hey, look, deadly talking with you, Kira. I love the work that you're doing, fantastic. Big shout out to the CASANAM mob there. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be in touch, my sister.
All right, thanks for the yarn.
Thank you for the yarn. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Kira Lakos-Barrett, and she's a lecturer of nursing and, studying big time in regard to, like I said, once again, stamping out racism. Sometimes they feel as though that boy cried wolf. You know, we need to build a bridge to get over it. But if the ugly thing is there, and it is there, racism, we need to stamp it out. And if the whole medical industry is streaming out for more nurses and midwives, well, don't matter what the colour. Let's become professionals. Let's help all human beings, sick people who are in that space. And we need more nurses and doctors, midwives, all the above. Medical industry needs to open their eyes and look up moving forward. Have your say, yarn up strong. 8 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Have your say, your mob, too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
In the morning light, look across and see you curled up tight. My baby's such a pretty sight in the early morning light. Love the way your hair's a mess.
Early morning live with Mike Wason here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, and Chris Graham, what he said about racism, how to, one of the ways to attack it. But it's sort of touching on nursing, brother. I wanted to talk about the four comedies that used to be on TV and sort of give you a sort of relaxing, took the mickey out of the seriousness of war. And one of them was that one about Colonel Clink. He wanted to be a nurse, but he was a man. He wanted to get out of Korea.
That's right, exactly.
Dad's Army, Mikhail's Navy, and one of the most popular TV American programs in Germany was Hogan's Hero, brother.
Yes.
Took the Mickey out of them, but they loved it, brother. And some of the songs that were around, like John Hogan, Deja Vu, you know, I like that about the war, not an unfortunate son, about the rich people starting the war, and the sons don't go to fight the war.
Mm.
And Johnny Cash, A Ballad of Ira Hayes, it was about a Pima Indian brother, and the sadness of it was, it's like our people that go back, come back home, and it was one of the six, it was a legend, one of the six that raised the flag at Iwo Jima in that famous photograph of the raising the flag, and he was one of them, he was from a reservation, and he ended up being on the ground, brother.
Mm.
And on Chris Graham, brother, as we said, one of the ways to fight racism is to move back the hypocrisy, the double standard to the racist. And I was thinking on the weekend, you know, like as they say, we should be lucky, thankful that the white fellows, you know, protected us, and you know, and we can use their own, what they say. Oh, but they said, when we tell them about what happened before, they said, yeah, but we wasn't there.
Exactly.
And it's like us, if they're going to say to us, we should be thankful, but we wasn't there. We wasn't the people alive at that time. But on that, brother, and some of the viewers, oh, it was the white fellows that saved us, but they forgot about the other British colonies, like India, before it became Pakistan and India, and they forget that that's just Hindus, but the Muslim people, they fought a lot of people, brother Blackwellers. They fought in that war too, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Exactly, they did. Thank you. That's someone there, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time where Murray got a sign-off. You mob, I thank you very much for your company. The National Talk Black program, one-hour program, 11 a.m. to 12 noon Queensland time. It's come to the time we've got the news coming up here very soon. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And we're housed here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbaroo Media 98.7 FM, and a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, that's the Black Network, and voices for our people, songs and yarns and stories, very important that we have our say here in the 21st century. But thank you for your company, my book. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, more importantly, stay safe. The pandemic is still about, and regarding the virus, they just had come out of a lockdown in Perth in WA because of the pandemic virus, so that we cannot get laxy-daisy, your mob. So abide by the rules and do what you need to do to stay safe. Too deadly.
Sometimes it's a part of life, a growing up you must try. It's a beautiful process of love and devotion, of meeting someone, look into their eyes. And if you feel the chemistry there, ask them for the name. That's the start of small, small love, little romance. Small love, small, small love. It's the start of something that can reach the stars above. Young love, it's a part of growing up. We're a couple married for 25 years and more. They started as small, small love. To long love. Cherish all the love and respect. That's what you need to make your love connect. Love each other with only eyes for one another throughout your whole life. Their problems, no matter who you are. But if you stay true to one another, everything will pass you by, but you must discover.